And that's where we thank the World Service and rattle the shutters up on our Sunday stall here at BBC Radio 4. It's 20 past five on Sunday, the 2nd of February. I'm Lisa Costello. Matt Taylor is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. After that, at 5:45, we hear about a brilliant new imaging system which may lead to earlier diagnosis of eye conditions and a better chance of preventing sight loss. That's in Touch. But before all that, a look ahead to the coming week.
On BBC Radio 4, a history of risk.
The idea of probability had to be invented. It required a revolutionary change in thinking.
Lucy Easthope wants to know, what's the worst that could happen?
I'll be speaking to the sorts of people you don't normally hear from. The number crunchers, the thinkers, whose job it is to ask, what if?
Every year we conduct a sort of public attitude survey. Around half of householders at risk don't believe it will happen to them.
At Your Own Peril, a history of risk. This Monday to Friday at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's get straight to Matt Taylor. Matt.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Good morning. And here is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 2nd of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low moving very rapidly northeast, expected 350 miles west of Rockall, 956 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time in Viking. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Humber. Drizzle later in Portland, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7 later in northwest Fitzroy and Sole. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fastnet, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, except in southeast Shannon. Showers, then rain, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in East Malin. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming south or southeast gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 7 for a time later. Wintry showers, then rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later in northwest. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing southerly or southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally showers, wintry in southeast Iceland, moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. South 6, rain 1 mile, 1008, falling more slowly. Stornoway. South 6, rain 11 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west 5, mist 4 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Lucas, calm, recent rain 9 miles, 1014, now rising. Bridlington, south by east 6, 1019, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 5 miles, 1023. Jersey, south by east 4, 13 miles, 1020, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 5, 11 miles, 1020. Silly Automatic, south by east 7, 4 miles, 1013, falling. Valencia, northwest 4, slight showers, 3 miles, 1013, rising. Ronald's Way, south by east 6, 4 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. And Malinhead, south 4, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1008, now rising. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. The United Kingdom currently lies in a southerly airflow with strong winds affecting northern and western areas. Atlantic fronts will bring some rain to the north and the west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, veering northwest for a time at first, 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly veering southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 3 at times in south. Rain at times then becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, decreasing 3 at times later, fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in south, fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 2 to 4, but becoming variable 2 or less for a time, fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4. Drizzle later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Then southwest, 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, then becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 for a time. Rain at first in south, otherwise rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man. South 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle becoming fair later, moderate or poor becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less, becoming south 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, then becoming fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, veering northwesterly for a time at first, 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, 6 or 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south 6 to a gale 8 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 6 to gale 8, then occasional severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. South 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good. And that brings me to the end of this morning's Shipping Bulletin. General forecast for the UK coming up, but now back to Lisa.
Thanks, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 2nd of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. America's biggest trading partners, Canada, China and Mexico, have said they'll retaliate against tariffs imposed by President Trump. The government is outlawing the AI technology used to create images of child sexual abuse. And in sport, Ireland have begun the defence of their Six Nations title with victory over England. Canada, Mexico and China have promised to hit back against tariffs imposed on their goods by the US President Donald Trump. He's signed an executive order approving 25% levies on Canada and Mexico. Chinese products will face an extra 10%. Mr. Trump blames the three countries for allowing illegal drugs and unauthorized immigration into the US. China pledged corresponding countermeasures, while Mexico said it had been working on both tariff and non-tariff responses. And the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau explained the steps he was taking.
Tonight, I am announcing Canada will be responding to the US trade action with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. This will include immediate tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods.
The government is introducing new laws aimed at tackling the use of artificial intelligence to create images of child sexual abuse. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, says the UK will be the first country in the world to make it illegal to own AI tools designed to create such material. Our political correspondent, Helen Catt, explains some of the details of the plans.
What the government is largely trying to target here are modified AI tools or AI tools that have been specifically built, which allow things like putting a child's face onto a real image of sex abuse. It's also going to make it illegal to own what it describes as AI paedophile manuals. These realistic faked images, which can be almost indistinguishable from real ones, are also sometimes being used to blackmail children into then further abuse.
Kiev and Moscow are blaming one another for a fatal drone attack on a boarding school in Ukrainian-occupied Russia, which was being used as a shelter by civilians. Four people are reported to have been killed and dozens wounded in the strike in Kursk province. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he intends to begin talks on the second phase of the ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza during a visit to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Mr. Netanyahu's office said he'd spoken to the U.S. Special Envoy for the Middle East, Steve Witkoff. Under the first phase, 13 Israeli hostages have been released in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. The next stage is expected to cover the freeing of the remaining captives and discussions on a more lasting end to the war.